listener production.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Why am I jealous of my ex?
I am so stressed all the time.
How do I get into a routine?
Is TikTok making me anxious?
I think I'm being manipulated.
Someone told me you could live with half a brain.
This is Do You Fucking Mind? Mindset Hacks for a Badass Life, hosted by me, Alexis Fernandez.
Hello, my beautiful beans, and welcome to the episode of today. So in today's episode, as you probably noticed by the title, the episode is going to be about never force, beg, or chase to get what you deserve. So I really wanted to do an episode on this topic because I feel like I myself have found myself in this situation. Sometimes you get caught up in this idea of whether you call it hustle culture or the grind or working really hard for something, and you start to associate something needs to be hard in order for it to be right or in order for it to be worth it or in order for me to have earned that thing. And I feel like that only applies to a certain amount of things in our life. However, there's also so much to be said for knowing when something's not right for you. How do you know that something's not right for you? Knowing when to walk away, knowing when to quit, knowing when to divert your energy and your attention and your resources and all of that. There's so many times where we will stick something out and beg and chase and plead and what was the other thing I said? And force something, like forcing it to happen, and it's not happening. And then it gets to the point where if it's not happening, then instead of changing the external, you start to change who you are in order to fit into that certain thing. And then you're not satisfied, you're not happy, it's still not working out for you. And then there's a whole range of negative things that occur when it comes to like your relationship with yourself when you do that. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to identify that and, you know, why it's not good and all of that. And then I'm going to be talking about what you can be doing instead, okay? Because I want you to be living a life that, yes, requires, you know, work and effort, but it should be effort that feels right. You know, there's so many things in my life that I have forced and like fought against and resisted for so long, and time, a lot of my time has been wasted. I've wasted a lot of my time because of forcing something that just wasn't right. Whereas when something is right, it doesn't mean that I'm not working towards it, but it almost feels like effortless effort. Like it still requires work, but it aligns with me and it feels right. Okay. So let's get into it. So we're talking about never force, beg, or chase to get what you deserve. I am going to put a tiny little disclaimer here. And the disclaimer is that I am huge on chasing change, okay? So apart from chasing change, that's the little whatever you want to call it. Apart from that one, we're going to stick to never force, chase, or whatever. I'm talking about chasing things that are not meant for you, like always chasing, always being in that position of lack and reaching for something and for something that's just not right for you. And I'm going to talk about the difference between going for something that you want and really hunting it down and getting it and achieving it versus forcing something that's not right for you. Okay, the first thing that I want to say is you've got to understand that, number one, you can't always and you will not always get what you want in your life as far as what you think you want. And what I mean by that is there's this idea of, you know, especially with personal development and self-development and everything that I talk about, that I want you reaching for your high goals and that I want you achieving these things. And that's all true. I absolutely want that for you and I want that for myself. But I think there's this really important fact to admit to yourself that you can't have it all in the sense of everything that you think you're going to have in your life, you can have. And the reason for that is because there's so many things in your life that are not within your control. Now, having said that, I believe that you can have the feelings of what you thought you were going to get in that thing somewhere else. I think that there's such an abundance of opportunity for you out there if you're open to experiencing new and different things. For example, for myself, the things that I thought I so badly wanted, and if I didn't get it, I'd be devastated, they didn't come to fruition for me, but it allowed me to divert my attention into other things. And it allowed me to discover things that were beyond beyond what I thought I wanted for myself. So that's what I mean. Had I been in this idea of I have to make it in this field, I have to make it in this relationship, I have to force, I would have not only been forcing something that just was ultimately just probably not right, and then I would have not discovered other things in my life that have come my way or that I have discovered because of the breakdown or the shutdown or something that didn't occur for me. So instead of having this mentality of, in order for me to be happy, I have to have that thing, I want you to have the mentality of being more adaptable, resilient, and willing to be open to change and to new things and to learning new things about yourself and to trying new things, okay? I think it's a huge, huge lesson that you can learn from yourself when you can admit that something just isn't right for you, that something's not working for you, that that person is not your person. That person is not your person, okay? I think it's so important. And when you understand it, instead of putting yourself in a situation where you're putting yourself down to yourself and to other people, where you are dragging yourself through the coals, where you are being so disrespectful to yourself because you keep putting yourself in a compromised position because you think that something is supposed to be right, so you're willing to do what it takes. But so often this willing to do what it takes ends up it's you disrespecting yourself for the attention of someone else or for the opportunity of something, okay? So you've got to understand that the reason why you should never force, beg, or chase to get what you deserve is because, number one, it can be a massive waste of your time. It's extremely misleading. It makes you think that you are a failure when indeed you're not. It makes you think that there must be something wrong with you when in fact something just wasn't meant for you in the first place, and all of these things. The next thing is, the more you try and force or beg or chase, whether it's a person, whether it's an opportunity that's not right for you, like, I need to get this person to see my value. I need to get this person to love me again. I need to get them to love me how they used to love me. I need to get them to even discover who I am in the first place. They must, you know, think I'm good enough. I'm gonna paint myself in the best light and put myself, blah, 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 blah. The more you do that, especially when there's resistance on the other end, like, this person's not seeing how you want them to see you, this job opportunity is not coming your way, this acting opportunity is not coming your way, this whatever, audition, whatever. The more you put yourself in this position of forcing, the more you start to feel that I'm not good enough. This is not, like, it's not working for me. I'm not good enough. They mustn't see my value because I mustn't be valuable enough. Then you start comparing yourself to other people. You start pitting yourself against other people. You start comparing yourself, you know, and this is huge when it comes to crushes and being in love and all of that. It's this idea of, like, why can't they see my worth? Why can't they see my value? And then instead of being like, oh, I can't control this external situation, they're clearly not into me, they've got a whole way of thinking that I can't see, I think I'm presenting values that I would like to see in a partner. Obviously not for them. It's obviously just, no, we're not aligned. It is what it is. So I'm going to walk away from this situation. Or this partner that I've loved so much and they've loved me, now they've fallen out of love with me and I'm trying to get it back to what it was, I'm forcing, I'm resisting this relationship ending. I'm going to beg them to stay. I'm going to beg them to see what we have. Never beg. I don't think there's any situation where you need to beg. And when it comes to relationships, just going on a slight tangent, when it comes to relationships, fighting for a relationship is one thing. Begging for someone to take you back or to see your worth or to stay with you because you had a good history, that's another thing. Begging implies that one person wants to leave and the other person is like, please, please see the worth. Please stay. Please, please, please. You've got to stay. You've got to stay. Otherwise, I'll just die if you don't stay. Fighting is where two people are working towards a common goal. So I think it's fine to say that relationships take work. It's fine to say that I'm willing to fight for this thing. That's all well and good. But if you're the only one putting in the effort or trying to get this person to, that's not fight. That's, you're now begging. I'm sorry, but that's what it is. If one person's mentally checked out, they've tapped out, if they want out, but they're like hanging around because they feel awful or they feel guilty or there's no great alternative anywhere else. So they're kind of like, oh fuck, do I just fucking stay around? That's not fighting for the relationship. Don't kid yourself. Don't waste your time and fool yourself thinking that I'm fighting for this. You're not, okay? It's only a fight if both people are in the ring. If someone's checked out, you have to let them check out. You have to allow nature to take its course. And if this person doesn't want to be with you, let them go. It's fucking painful. I mean, I've been there where I've literally begged. And when I say beg, I mean begged on two occasions in two separate relationships. Anyway, I wish I could like teleport myself back and like sit there just as I'm about to beg and have a pep talk with my younger self. There's just so much that I could say. So hopefully I'm having this pep talk with other younger people. We're not even younger, other people in that position who have yet to go through it, so they can see their worth and they can see that no matter what they do, if it's all about how you feel about yourself. It's yeah. Anyway. Okay. So the more you do that, the more you start to damage your relationship with yourself, because you're saying something's not right, something's not good enough with me. The more you fight to be with someone who doesn't see your worth or who just doesn't align with what your worth is, it's not about them being evil. It's not even about them. But the more you try and get someone to see your importance or your worth or to stay with you or to love you, the less you are providing that for yourself. It starts to eat away at your relationship with yourself, at your confidence, at your self-esteem, all of those things, your self-love, of course. The next thing that happens when you do that is you start to look at the world through a different lens, through a lens of lack, okay? You start to feel like everything that's worth having is really hard. It's such a fight. Everything's really difficult. Things require so much work. Life is really hard. You're kind of coming from this position of lack, because the things that you want feels like a struggle. And then you're like, well, I'm not going to not fight for this thing because then I've given up. And then I'm just sitting here giving up instead of looking at it from a different perspective, which is that, okay, I'm going to try this. Doesn't work. Okay, I'm going to try this. This mentality of abundance, this mentality of I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket. And then if that thing fails, I'm fucked. I'll never be happy again. I can never find my happiness again. That person is my happiness. Instead, you look at it as I'm the source of my own happiness. I would love this relationship to work out. I'm going to give it my all. But when I start getting clear indications that it's not happening, I need to preserve my sanity and remove myself from a situation that is blatantly no longer viable. The same goes for certain careers. The same goes for certain, any life situation, friendships, relationships, family relationships, all sorts of things. But for me, I can say that it's happened for me relationship-wise and career-wise, like where my life was headed and where I thought it was headed. There were so many times that I would like dig my heels in and think, but I've wanted this since I was a child. If I give up on this, then what really am I doing? Will I ever be happy again? Those, all these thoughts. So it's like this feeling of lack, because I'm trying to force something. Okay. I want you to think that just because this thing is not meant for you, it doesn't mean that nothing is meant for you. It means that this thing is not meant for you. Just because that person doesn't want to be with you, it doesn't mean that you're not valuable. It means that person doesn't want to be with you. Get more specific with your statements. Get more specific with how you approach things. For me, I'd be like, oh, this person doesn't want me and then I'll never find love again. Why? Because this one clown doesn't want to be with me. I now think that I'll never find love again. Why? You know, you've got to start to question. Don't believe everything you say to yourself, because you'll live a very misleading life if you believe everything you tell yourself. We talk smack to ourselves all the fucking time. So it requires a lot of conscious intervention into our thought processes for us to be like, interesting, that's actually bullshit. Okay, I can tick that one off. Oh, okay, that, don't know where I got that from, but it's not really true. So I can kind of dismiss that, or at least I can poke holes in my shitty arguments, because you have to start to realize just because this thing is not for me, it doesn't mean anything about anything else. Okay. So I was thinking, if acting isn't for me, then what am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do with my career? I'll always be thinking, oh, I could have been this. I could have been great in this. And then I'll just be like, I would have like just dropped out, or I'd be like, I would have failed at that. Would I ever feel fulfilled just because this one career wasn't working out for me? It just wasn't clicking for me. Same as the relationships, you know, you've got to be more specific. You've got to think, this isn't working for me. And that is the only thing right now that's not working for me. Isolate it. Put it aside. Let's move on to something that could actually be working for me, where I could really blossom into. Okay. Now I want you to look at your idea of control over external things. I don't want you to confuse working hard for something with a false sense of control. I think because we glorify, and I'm all for working hard. I talk about it all the time. You've got to achieve things. You've got to put effort into things. Effort is what equals growth and self-love. So working hard is great. But don't confuse the harder you work, the more control you're going to have with external things, because it's not the case. I could work like a fucking dog, and something still not work out for me. Or someone could like put minimal effort and it just happens for them. You know, like back to my own story yet again about acting. I would go to every fucking audition, all the classes I'd made, all the casting directors, I'd just, and then someone would like, I want to be an actor, roll onto the scene, nail their first job, now bang, 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 bang. And before they know it, in 2 years, they're killing it full time. And I'm like, well, I genuinely don't think that person worked harder. Not saying that they're not working hard, but what? And so it's because that's not in my control. I'm talking about an external thing. There's going to be many things in your life that no matter how hard you work, because they're not in your control, are not going to work out for you. So instead, think, I'm going to work my ass off, yes, because there's a lot of internal fulfillment that occurs in the process of working. It's not about the end goal, like while I was talking about intrinsic motivation versus extrinsic, which is a few episodes ago, and that will literally change your life. Instead, you can think, I want to work hard for the sake of working hard. And the beauty of working hard is that I don't have to work hard in this one thing, and if it doesn't succeed, I'm fucking doomed. But I can work hard in the sense of I can be super adaptable. I can try these different things. I can learn to be resilient when this thing doesn't work out. I can take those skills and apply it elsewhere. I can, you know, have a thick skin, all of that. But don't think if I work really hard, I'm going to have more control over these external circumstances. Does more work equal more chances and more quote unquote luck? Absolutely. Absolutely. If you put yourself out there more, the chances of you getting something are going to go up. It doesn't guarantee it, but it's going to go up. The same as if I, you know, decided to just put one podcast episode out and want it to be an absolute banger and to have me at the top of the charts, and then it doesn't work out, I would have stopped podcasting, right? But you just keep going and going and going and putting different episodes out, and then you reach your audience. And then maybe podcasting doesn't end up being your thing. So you think, I'm going to do a YouTube channel. That doesn't end up being your thing. So you start doing live events where you invite people. You can always keep working and trying at different things. It's all about identifying, when can I know that this isn't working for me? When do I now just feel a huge sense of anxiety when I'm approaching this task or this person or this relationship, instead of feeling fulfillment and calm and happy? It's all about identifying when something isn't working for you. No matter how hard or how badly you want something, sometimes it's just not going to happen for you. But that hard work is not wasted. It can be redirected, okay? It's not to say, you know, and this is where the sunk cost fallacy comes in. We think, I've spent so much time working on this career that now if I quit, or on this relationship, or on trying to make it in this thing, that if I quit, years have been wasted of my life, wasted down the drain. But instead, you could think, those years aren't wasted. I lived. I also gained a lot of skills that could be transferable potentially, especially in relationships. Where you think if one relationship's done, it's a waste of time. No, you gain so much knowledge and skill and emotional intelligence by being in a relationship, which then can be transferred onto other relationships. And same goes for careers, same goes for trying to make it in a career. So when that does, we often will resist it ending because we think, I would have wasted all that time. Instead of thinking, that didn't work out, but all my skills, or a big percentage of my skills, can be transferred onto something else. You know, a lot of my acting skills now come into me, my love for being on a stage, can't wait to do my fucking live show, love public speaking, love being on panels, love that huge transferable skill, massive, you know. And I probably wouldn't have even discovered my love for wanting to do the podcast had I not discovered my love for wanting to be on a stage and act and perform. Okay, so nothing's a waste unless you want to look at it as a waste. I mean, that's a lie. There's some wasteful things. I can look back on my life and be like, that was a fucking waste. But in general, not much is a waste. You can always kind of apply what you've learned onto future things. So now I want you to think about what it is that you can do if you feel that you are in a position in your life where you are stuck always chasing, begging, you know, forcing things to happen. You're like, how do I change it? Because I can't just sit back. I need to be in control. I need to feel like I'm in control of my life. And this is where this dichotomy kind of comes in, or where, I don't know if that's even the right word, but this is where like you see the difference between these two worlds that you're living in and the contrast between those two worlds. When you are stuck in this world of thinking, I need to force things, I need to chase, I need to be in control, you are actually not as in control as you think you are. Because the only real control you're ever going to have is the control that you have over yourself. Everything else really can't be controlled. That's why the only thing you should chase is change. Because one thing that is guaranteed in your life about external circumstances is change, is impermanence. Even in things that, like, even in a relationship that lasts until the day you die, that relationship goes through many evolutions, many, many changes, and you are always evolving and adapting. And if you're open to change, if you're open to evolution, then you're likely to have more longevity in your relationship versus if you're like, no, it's going to be the same as when we first started and they can't evolve and you've changed and I haven't changed. That's going to cause more problems in your relationships with friends, with romantically, with your partner, with fucking your family. So you could be stuck in this world thinking, I need to like really chase and control and do all of that, so that way I've got more control over my life. But always remind yourself, the only thing I truly have control over is myself. And knowing that, what can I do to maximize my time in this life on this earth? So I think it's important to turn that around and realize that there are many versions of your life that you could be happy with. And I've referenced this before, but there's been studies that were done on people talking about if where they really got to think about all these potential lives, different lives, like different careers, living in a different location, different kinds of like having kids, not having kids. And the average number of lives, the average, so we're talking about pessimistic people and optimistic people, but the average number of versions of life where someone could be truly, truly happy in was 7. That's the average. Okay. So you can imagine that there's some people that are quite pessimistic that would have a lot less. And then there's some people that are really open-minded, really optimistic that would have a whole lot more. And I've done that to myself. And sometimes I've sat down and I thought, there's so many potential lives that I think I'd be thrilled living in that it's almost like if this didn't work out, there's just so much I could explore. So I want you to start to change your perspective to think, I want to be in a position, not where I think, it's not the idea of sitting in potential and never acting out one of your, you know, goals because there's too much opportunity. But it's this idea of being like, if this didn't work out, it's actually not all bad. There's so much that I could be interested in. Just let's say you love studying. If you were to go back to study, uni, for example, university. I said uni the other day to someone from the US and they're like, what is uni? And I'm like, university. I don't know if that's a common thing. Anyway, if you were to go back to university, what are things that you could study that you could genuinely, and fuck age. Okay. Because age, I think a lot of people think we're a lot older than we actually are as far as like what you can achieve in your life, what you can accomplish in your life. I hope that I'm going back to uni when I'm in my fucking 60s. Okay. So age aside, what could you go and study that you genuinely would have a completely different career and a completely different life where you'd be happy? I know for me, I'd be definitely an aerodynamicist for a Formula One team for sure. Or I'd love to be an architect. I could be happy being a surgeon. I could design engineering for sure. Like there's so many random jobs that I think I could genuinely be thrilled at and have a really cool, fun, enjoyable, fulfilled life. But doing what I'm doing now, I love it. And because it's working for me and then I'm on a roll, there's no desire for me to leave this because I'm really happy with what I'm doing. I love it. And that's the position you want to be in. You want to be in a position where it's like, I'm putting the effort in, it's working for me, so I'm willing to work for it. But if it's like, I'm flogging a dead horse, it's been years, nothing's happened for me, now I'm depressed, now I feel like a fucking failure, maybe it's time to shift your awareness to another field. It could be a similar field. It could be a completely different field. But it's this idea of instead of trying to control everything outside of me, I'm going to control myself and what I can do with my life. If something's not working for me, where's my control with what I'm doing? So I can either pivot and change how I go about the same goal, which is an option, or I can pull myself out altogether and take a hiatus and see what I really want, which is what I did. And then I realized I didn't actually want that thing. Or I can just altogether wipe my hands off and fucking move on to the next thing. Okay. And this can be done with anything in your life, relationships or career or where you live or whatever. So I think that's when you have true power in your life. That's when you have real control. That's when you're really not forcing anything because you think, I am at the helm of what I'm going to do with my life. And I am capable of finding happiness in many relationships, in many careers. And if I sit here trying to protect what I have, trying to force what I have, trying to keep something, you know, or beg or chase for something to be in my life, I am actually losing control more and more and more. It's slipping out of my fingers because the more I do that, the more I put the control I could have on myself into external things where it's false control. It's never going to be real. It's never actually going to be a legitimate thing that I actually can control. Let's say that you did get that partner and you got them to stay. You didn't get them to stay. They chose to stay. And they can also choose to leave at any point. You know, just say like you got that career, you got that thing. Great. If it works for you, fine, amazing. And then you're not forcing it really if it's come your way. But then again, that thing could also, like, nothing is ultimately in your control except for yourself. So you'll become less tunnel visioned and you'll become more aware. And ironically, when you're not forcing, when you're not begging, I mean, the begging one is so obvious, we all know it. And when you're not chasing something, when you're focusing on yourself, on your work, on your personality, on your happiness, on your self-esteem, on your confidence, on feeling comfortable in your own skin, on your own personal goals, on the relationships that are working for you, when you're in that space, you become magnetic. You become attractive. And I'm not talking about hot, although you do become hotter just personality-wise, but you people are attracted to that. And we all know it. You know, when someone's like constantly begging for your attention, it's like, oh, you poor fucking thing. It's so annoying. But when someone's just, you know, like this magnetic energy of just being themselves and they're a great energy to be around, you want to be around them. You want to work with these people. The dynamic, you want to brainstorm with these people. You want to sit there. You want to help them out. They want to help you. It's just, it's these people that you're attracted to. Think about the people in your life that you are most attracted to from an energy level. And that is the kind of person that's probably focusing more on how they control themselves versus forcing external things. The less you force, the more you allow for things to arrive. When you stop forcing, this is why I started studying neuroscience. It's not something I forced at all. I'm like, well, while I'm waiting for something to happen with acting, I want to start to do something that I'm going to be interested in, that I'm going to find interesting, that I'm going to find fun. And so that's when I leant into uni. And then this piqued my interest. There was no pressure. So things that were piquing my interest, I would just lean into. And then with neuroscience, I'm like, this is so interesting. But there was no pressure because I wasn't like, this has to be my career and I have to make it as a podcaster talking about neuroscience and psychology. That was not even in the realm of possibility for me at the time. So sometimes, and I'm not saying that you have to find something that there's no pressure in. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that this is a prime example of when I don't force something, it kind of unfolds in a very natural, organic way. And when something's unfolding in this natural, organic way, you yourself start to see what it feels like to live in a position of allowing and attracting and still working. It's that effortless effort that I was referring to at the start of the episode versus this position that you may have found yourself in for a significant portion of your life where you feel like you are always, everything's slipping out of your hands. Relationships aren't working, this and that, this and that. When you work so hard to force something into submission, whether it's a career, a person, a relationship, yourself, you start to lose control of yourself. And that's when you're always, when you start to ask yourself, am I controlling, am I too controlling of circumstances around me? Do I feel like I have to be in control? And if the answer is yes, it's likely that you don't have control over yourself and your life. So you're likely to try and control all these external things around you. When you just, even if you were able to take a 6-month hiatus, if you want to call it 3 months, right now, where you are right now, if you were to pause and think, I'm going to take a 3-month break from trying to force anything in my life, anything. And I'm going to use those 3 months to really hone in on myself, on what I want, what makes me happy, what I want to do with my spare time, who I want to hang out with, where I want to use my attention and my mind and my knowledge or my willingness to learn. 3 months of, I'm not going to push hard in this career. That's not working for me. I'm not going to force anything relationship-wise. I'm not going to force this person to like me. I'm not going to be, you know, none of that. I'm not going to be trying to force friends that never really, like, it's always me inviting them and then I'm not going to invite anyone. I'm just going to spend 3 months to regroup. What could your life look like? What could your relationship with yourself look like if you took those three-month hiatus of chasing, begging, and forcing? Where would you be in 3 months' time? You would have a lot more control over yourself and then a lot less need to control things around you. You would feel finally a deep sense of comfort. And because you're giving yourself a time frame, it's not like, oh, I'm giving up on everything, whatever. You're just relaxing. You're just, okay, I'm going to relax and I'm going to feel what it feels like to just be relaxed in my own self without thinking I have to hustle, force, work your ass off to get something. You're just taking a bit of time off. You're still going to your job. You're still making money, but the mentality of it, you're taking a break from. Okay. I did that with acting because I was like, this isn't happening. I'll take a 6 month break. And like less than 3 months into it, I think it was like probably even 2 months, honestly, if that, that I was like, wow, I'm seeing something through a completely different lens. This is not making me happy anymore. I thought it was. And I was like flogging it so much because I'd done it for so many years and I didn't want to give up now. And I just, oh, like I don't want the grind anymore. I don't want to be in that career. I gave me anxiety. I couldn't handle the rejection so much. I'm done. And it felt so nice. And it's not, I think what felt nice was this resistance with myself. I could have decided, no, I'm going to regroup and approach acting in a fresh light. And I probably would have been just as relaxed. So it's not that you have to quit. It's I need to look at how I need to approach this differently. I need to sit and take some time off and realize, am I happy with myself? Am I trying to control all these external circumstances because I'm not happy with my life? Take the 3 months, take the hiatus, focus on yourself, focus on what makes you happy, focus on being comfortable in your own skin, focus on doing what makes you happy for you. And then you'll start to realize I could actually be happy in this scenario with this kind of partner, with this kind of partner. I thought this partner was my be all end all, but you know, there's a lot of qualities that this partner didn't have that maybe my future partner will have. Like they're lovely and they're great in bed, but they're not adventurous. And I'd love to date someone adventurous. Maybe there's someone really adventurous and spontaneous out there who's as spontaneous as I am. And we can actually have fucking fun together instead of this roller coaster of anxiety and hot sex. Maybe I could meet someone who wants to pack up and leave and live abroad with me somewhere. And that's something that I've always wanted to do, but I thought it's either a relationship or it's that. Maybe I can find my match in that way. Or maybe I can find someone that just is such a homebody like me and I don't feel the pressure to be a person that's not me all the time. You know, so you can start to, you start to discover in your mind all the possibilities that exist for you that you've not been aware of because you've been so busy trying to force the one thing that you think is the only thing that's right for you. What are the chances that this one career idea or this one person that you've met is the only thing that's right for you in this entire life, in this world of opportunity, in this world of connection, in this world of billions of people? What are the chances that this one person that you've met in your hometown is the only person in the world for you? Slim to zero are the chances that that's the only person in the world for you. What are the chances that this career option that you decided when you were 18 is the thing that you have to slog it out for and make it in your life when you are 50, 40, 30? With a completely new outlook on life where you've completely developed as a human being and matured, what are the chances? Pretty fucking low, right? Like we're always evolving and to think that you have to stick something out and have that one thing, like you're shutting yourself off from so much in your life. And the moment you stop forcing things, you start thinking, what's actually coming my way? What actually wants to be in my life? Who actually wants to be in my life? Okay. And the same goes for, so for example, do I think it's good to reach out and invite someone out? Absolutely. That's how you show people that you want to be in their life. And that's how you know that people want to be in your life. What I'm talking about is when someone's showing you clear indication that they don't want to take you out on a date. They just want like a quick fuck here and there. And you're still like, so when are we going out on this date? Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Okay. So that's the kind of shit that you need to be like, if I were to pause and just wait for them to ask me out on a date after I've clearly made it known that I would like to go on a date with them and they never do it. What's that telling me? It's not that they were busy. Oh, if they want to, they would. It's that simple, 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 but so true thing. Same as like career-wise. If I keep working at something and working and working and work. And mind you, the career that I chose was a really fucking difficult one because there was so much that was not in my control. There's a lot of careers where there's way more in your control. But you might be flogging it in a career thinking, I've worked my ass off, I've worked to be here, but I'm not happy anymore. And I'm competing against people and it's a dog-eat-dog world in this industry and I am so unhappy. But the only thing that I'm clinging to is the fact that I've got status in this industry and that if I quit, then what do I have? Nothing. Like I'm really good at this career. Everyone knows me for being good, but it's just, it's savage. It's really hard to climb any higher. I'm always in competition. I get home crying because there's so much stress and so much work. But for some reason, I'm forcing myself to stay here. I'm forcing this to work. You know, people do that all the fucking time. I've got three friends that I can think of at the top of my head that are in careers like that. And they do very fucking well and they make good fucking money, but they hate it. So it's like, is that kind of what you want to be doing? Maybe. I don't know. You know, if being, there's a book that I read. My mom gave me this book when I was a child. And I think it's called Being a Happy Teenager or something like that. And there's a line in it that says, you know, where people like force something so much and they want to be miserable. And they're just like, they're grumpy, all of that. And it says in the line that, if being miserable makes you happy, then be miserable. Like if you want to keep forcing something and there's all these reasons why you shouldn't have to force it and your reasoning is like, no, but this is the right thing. It's the right thing with no like validation behind it. Well, then if being miserable makes you happy, be miserable if that's what makes you happy. So that line always made me think, wow, it's really always ultimately up to you. Like you could, at the end of the day, you have to decide like, I can stay here and force this thing because it's my ego, it's my status, it's what I think will make me happy. It's the people that I think I need to be hanging around with in order to be happy, to have the status, to have people respect me in inverted commas. Or, but like being miserable the whole time, thinking that it'll be happy even though I'm miserable. Or I could actually just step away and think about what is it that I truly want without being miserable. So I think it's really important to ask yourself, all this forcing, all this begging, all this pleading, even when you get what you want, what you think you want, are you now happy? And if the answer is yes, great. And if the answer is like, well, no, I'm still fucking miserable because I'm like, I'm living a life that I don't want. Now I'm with this person that I love, but it's a miserable relationship. Like they don't treat me well. We're not happy. I'm always scared that they're cheating on me. I'm constantly paranoid. I'm checking their phone all the time, but I'm with them, but I'm with them. So I'm happy. You're not happy. You're not happy. You're forcing yourself to be in this relationship because you think you love them, because you think that you can't get anyone else, because you think that they are the only true representation of love that exists in this entire world of 8 billion people. But no, it's the one. And I'm forcing myself in this relationship and I'm telling myself that I'm happy when every night I'm waiting for them to fall asleep so I can grab their phone and check. Or every night I'm like wondering why they never messaged me good night when I know that they're out and I'm panicking and I'm thinking that that's not happy. That's not happiness. That's not happiness within a relationship. That's not fulfillment within a relationship. But you've got them. You've got them. So you're fulfilled. Do you know what I mean? Like that's what people do all the time. We do it with career. We do it with friendships. We do it with relationships. We are forcing things so much that even when they're there in our life, we think, well, I finally fucking got it. And you got it and you forced it. You fucking square peg in a round hole and you're not happy. Turn it around. Turn it around and think, I'm done forcing. I'm done begging. I'm done chasing. I'm just going to do my work, to the best of my ability. And if you want to join me on this journey, great. Let's see if we're a fit. If you don't, I'm not getting in your fucking way. I am going to, in fact, open the door for you and allow you to continue on your journey, like trot along on your merry way. I'm not going to be forcing anything and anyone to do anything anymore. I'm not going to be doing guilt trips on people. I'm not going to be making someone feel guilty because they don't want to hang out with me. That's so belittling to yourself. I'm not going to force myself to stay in a career just because it gives me status if I'm not even happy when I've got that status. It's this, you know, we think so much will make us happy when in reality, we're just ignoring ourselves and we're not actually listening to what truly makes us happy. We're so good at ignoring ourselves. We are so fucking good at it. And if you were to just take that, like I said, that 3-month hiatus and pause and think like, what actually makes me happy? Like what, like imagine if I just lived a life where I was just woke up happy, you know, that would be a very meaningful existence where I just woke up and things were good, where I wasn't stressed, where I was relaxed. And then I could like read a fucking book every once in a while, or I could go and do this nice pottery fucking class with you because I'm happy, you know, take the 3 months, take the mental hiatus, take the forcing change or what was, I'm trying to remember the title of my own fucking episode. What did I call it? Force, beg or chase. You know, if you deserve that thing because you've earned it, because you've earned the healthy relationship because of whatever, then you haven't forced it. You haven't begged for it and you haven't had to chase it. The only thing you want to chase is change. Always chase change. Never let change chase you. In other words, you always want to be ahead of the curve, understanding that everything around you, outside of you, is ultimately not in your control. But if you're always willing and open to trying new things, to adapting, to evolving, to choosing change before it's forced upon you here and there in your life, then I think you're always going to be truly happy because you are always going to be proactive instead of reactive. It's a massive difference. When you're forcing things, you're reactive. When you're allowing things, you're proactive. When you're discovering, when you're putting yourself out there, when you're exploring, instead of sticking in this one tunnel vision thing, it's like that, forcing. You're just like, no, I'm gonna allow it more. I'm gonna spread myself a little bit wider. I'm gonna explore new things. I'm gonna see what clicks, what piques my interest. Not everything has to do with money. Not every person you meet has to be that one person that you're gonna spend the rest of your life with. You can invest your time in other things that are gonna bring you true happiness. Okay. Guys, hopefully that episode like sang to you or struck a chord with you because many of the things that I talk about in this episode are things that have made my life so much better. And mind you, I'll be dead honest, I still slip into the patterns of forcing and chasing. And it just requires being like, oh, I'm not happy right now. Like this is, I'm stagnant in what I'm doing right now. I'm in this forceful mentality. I need to just take a little breather and just go back to my roots of what truly makes me happy. And then I slip back into a nice creative flow as well. It's not like it will never happen again. It's just about being aware of it as quickly as possible so you can do something about it. You can be more adaptable. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. I love you guys so much. As always, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to your brain. Don't take shit from anyone. And especially don't take shit from yourself. Love you guys. Bye.
Listener.